Welcome to our Spiritual Spotlight series, where we explore the vast and mysterious world of spirituality. Whether you're seeking guidance on your spiritual journey, interested in learning more about different spiritual practices and beliefs, or simply looking for inspiration to deepen your connection with the divine, then this is a show just for you. Join us as we delve into topics such as mindfulness, meditation, manifestation, energy healing, and much more. Our aim is to provide a safe and inclusive space for all listeners to explore their spirituality and connect with like-minded individuals. So grab a cup of tea, get comfortable, and let's journey together on the path of spiritual awakening. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our introductory episode of Call Me Now with Jake and Rachel. Hi, Jake.
Hello, hello. Welcome ye. Welcome all wanderers, seekers, and adventurers.
Adventurers. So we are super excited to be bringing everyone our new show because Jake and Rachel want to kind of have a more deep dive conversation into things, spirituality, but also mental health, and also maybe day-to-day things that are going on, whatever our challenges are. And we honestly don't know where we're going to go because we don't even know where we are right now. And
where am I? Hello?
But we're super excited. So for today's episode, we kind of were thinking about like, because we're recording this in 2023. This will be posted in 2024. We want to talk about what was the shit that hit the fan in 2023? What was the amazing stuff in 2023? And what are you looking forward to in 2024? Jake, you started off.
I feel like mine is one that we've talked about for a couple months probably. And I might have even mentioned it on one of our previous shows, but I think my biggest takeaway from 2023 that I was very over, what's out is overbooking yourself.
Oh.
And putting yourself on the calendar on days that you would rather just take a day off, that you would rather just have time for yourself.
And being okay with just taking a day off and not shaming yourself for just wanting to chill.
It is so interesting, like the intense, like guilt. I don't know. Is it guilt or is it more of just like muscle memory of just kind of being a workhorse, right? Where you're just like, you know what? Pencil me in. I'm not doing anything else that day. As if like the self-care aspect isn't something that is justifiably like your all-day thing.
It's interesting how self-care is a billion-dollar industry. And yet we have such a hard time doing it.
It's a billion-dollar industry, but mama, I'm bankrupt.
I am in the deficit. I mean, honestly,
I need to start
like
investing in it.
I do too. Like, just even I will be honest. So, for those that are listening, like, obviously, we've done a lot of episodes. We've done a lot of like, I mean, we've done so much. Like, I feel like I've done so much, and I will say that I officially think I hit burnout as of the mid December, and I've never been as sick as I was. As this month, I honestly, like I was done. This is the first day I've picked up my laptop and to actually do work. I'm like,
just a visceral reaction.
But I felt in the back of my head guilty about it, not doing anything. Before we even got on this, I'm like, I'm so far behind. I haven't done this. I haven't done that. And I'm like, what? Who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is anyone suffering by me not putting out a daily meme or something stupid like that? Nobody gives a shit. Like,
I know. It's so interesting, like, those expectations that we kind of just will subliminally install for ourselves. It's so fascinating to take a look at that. But yeah, I think a lot of it is, and you know what? I think the double back it is maybe, like, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think it's guilt or do you think it's more like, I don't know. It's almost as if like the subconscious is like shaming you for not being like productive or like for holding up your end of this like illusionary bargain.
That's a good question. I almost for part of me feels like, I don't mean to laugh, but okay. So we feel we're spiritual people and we feel like, I know that I'm on a spiritual mission. I know you're on a spiritual mission and it's been ingrained in our heads to be taking daily action. Daily action. And sometimes I feel like, is that pushing me too much? Is that
is that, well, I'm not connecting to divine and I'm not doing this and I haven't meditated and I haven't posted and I haven't done this. So it's a couple of different things. One, is it my inner self shaming myself? Is my inner self being a bitch? Or is it also societal pressures, because we live in the United States? And yeah. Even though people will say, oh, hustle culture is gone, it's not. Like, enough. It's still hustle and you got to be the best and you got to be on top of the mountain. And so I think it's a lot of different strands that we pull at that we are like, oh, I'm supposed to be doing this.
100%. I mean, in good marketing technique, hustle culture has not ceased to exist. It's just repackaged and rebranded itself, you know?
You're right about, like, well, not tolerating this or having boundaries for that. Or it is interesting because, like, what did we go through in this year? Was it quiet quitting? Was it that?
Oh, silent quitting. Yes.
But then starting your own business and being an entrepreneur, which still is really difficult and very hard.
Silent quitting and silent self-employment.
Silent self-employment is not easy.
Oh, no. It's just because you have to be so quiet about it.
Oh my God, you got to be a mute. Guys, I might need my silent self-employment.
I think you're on such a good point, though, too, because you had just said something and it struck something in my head where it's just like, even the way that we're taught to, I don't know, like not necessarily instructed to as healers, but instructed as people reading even just like self-discovery books or even books on building a spiritual practice for yourself. Again, that whole notion of, you know, daily, everyday practice, everyday something. I think it's, you know, great on paper. But I mean, if we're blending in the emotional wellness aspect of it, the mental health aspect of it, I remember, you know, in the beginning of my journey, I was doing the whole like, oh, I have to do something today. And then I realized that, number one, I was burning myself out with it. Mm. And then number two, any ceremony or any like little ritual I was doing for myself in the day felt like it was coming from a sense of like obligation to duty rather than obligation to self.
Right? And also, like, were you truly fulfilled in doing that if you felt it was an obligation?
No. Plot twist. Spoiler alert. No. And I couldn't pinpoint. It always felt like something was off about the practice, right? And I couldn't pinpoint for the longest time until like recently when I went to therapy for just like basic everyday, you know, having to take a step back, get a moment for yourself, stop putting yourself on tight deadlines, schedules, blah, 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 blah. And don't feel guilty for having to just step back and not be of public access for a moment. At least that is part of my journey.
I will say that I feel the same way. I feel like I don't always have to be on. Mm-hmm. It's okay to take a moment. It's okay to take a pause. It's okay to take a beat. And I think a lot of us still are pressured to always be churning that wheel, And I think that's a good thing for maybe both of us to let go of in 2023, if I could speak English, you know, of always being on. And also, I mean, for us, you know, we both have mental health issues. And, you know, like for me, like when I'm in the well, I'm in the well. And I would say that I'm feeling there's a lot of sadness coming up. There's a lot of, you know, because the weather sucks. I'm definitely affected by the weather. I wish I wasn't, but I am. And it's been very gloomy. It's been warm, which is weird. But it's like, it's weird.
Concerning.
Guys, it's global warming at its finest. We'll see if we have snow. Who knows?
Who knows? Where am I?
Yeah, we don't know where we are. But it's you know, and it's like, so if I'm in the well, what work am I doing? If I'm doing a ceremony, if I'm mentally not able to really do it, like,
yeah,
like, come on.
Like, and I think it's like, it's that one saying that you'll read like every once in a while in a meditation book, non-action is action. And I used to read that in such a condescending voice. Like, if you really think about it, non-action is action. Like, it is a very valid step to take and a very valid choice to make.
But how nice has it been for you to actually not be doing something? Like, how nice has that been for you?
I feel like it took me a little while for it to be nice, because in the first, like, kind of, you know, leg of that marathon, it just felt so foreign. And then there was also just like that, okay, now I'm sitting here, or now I'm doing nothing. What do I do now? Because we always talk about, like, oh, you got to take time for yourself. But okay, I've scheduled the time for myself, but what now?
That's a good
point. But again, it's the muscle memory of having to have it look like something, or have it to be structured like something.
Do you ever have somebody say to you, and this is what I can't stand, because I do like taking time for myself, and I'll just veg out. I'll watch Bravo. I'll do whatever. Yeah. Like, I want my brain off, because I'm always, my brain is always on, and I want my brain to be like, yeah, I'm good. Like, you know, oh, you can't relax like you can. And then it makes me feel bad because I'm relaxing. And it's like,
first of all, relaxing, mama, I've got anxiety and depression in two headlocks separately while I'm trying to relax. So please understand that I am doing my darndest.
Right. And then to be shamed because you're, so guys, it's, look at this double-edged sword. So we're shamed because we're in hustle culture. We're shamed because we're relaxing. And then it's like, what do you want me to do?
Exactly. It's like it's an Ouroboros of work horsemanship.
What are the, is there anything else that you're letting go? You know what? Honestly, for me, I want to let go of, like, maybe more judgment, like judgment towards myself and judgment towards, Jake is really good about this. He's really good about, like, people that are on their own journey. Like, he's like, good for them. I love that. Like, it's, you're really good about that. I feel like you're not judgmental. And I think for me, maybe he is and I'm lying.
I'm so judgmental. I'm literally judging right now.
I kind of want, I would love to get to more of a space of letting people be on their own journey and it not being my fucking business. Like,
yeah. You know what? I think that it actually really came from it, like, in the very beginning. You know, when, especially, I'm wondering how, like, you relate to it too. In the beginning, when you step into a role as whatever you want to call it, spiritual counselor, a teacher, a reader, a healer, all that stuff, I think there is always like this very new influx of energy that's like a call to action, right? I want to help. I want to problem solve. I want to do this, this, and this. But I think that over time, you know, doing this, working with clients, experiencing different perspectives, you realize that, like, okay, I can offer so much.
Yeah.
But it's nobody's responsibility to take that, you know, or to run with it.
Yeah.
And it's also, you know, not my responsibility to make anybody do so, because it's not my life. It's not my path. And that's not the point that got me to where I am today. It's just more of, I got to experience people and I got to see that some people just need to have the patterns that they do.
Yeah.
And they have to have the experiences and the, you know, the rights and the wrongs, because that's what makes our lives together, right? I had to be a hot mess express to bring myself to this point, right? And so
that's a really good point, though. Like, it's, as a healer and as a spiritual person, especially somebody probably listening to this show, like, we do want to acknowledge, like, yes, we've been hot messes and we still cycle into that, and it's okay.
That train's, like, still running, mama. Choo choo.
Also, like, there's beauty in that mess. There's beauty in, you know, coming through it and being able to look back and be like, oh, that was a good lesson I learned. That was a blessing there. That may have really sucked, but there was a blessing in that. And I think we're able to kind of look back and be like, okay, that's okay. But when you're going through it, it's not fun. Like,
right, exactly. And I think that this is one of those good points too, where it's like, where you practice what you preach and, like, take a step back with all of your information and your tools. Cause we are always talking and learning about ego, working in ego, living in ego, all of that stuff. When that living in ego is the same thing that will stop us from taking time for ourselves, or from having to just change your pattern, change your routine, because you just are in a different space right now. You know, we're human and we should be looked at like ocean waves, right? Always fluctuating, always going one way or another sometimes. And we have to adjust our sails accordingly, you know?
That's so true. It's so true. And also, one of the things you just said about be in your ego, like, it's so important to put your ego as a conscious bystander, especially if you're trying to, like, move forward. And really also, I think another thing that I've really been challenged more so in this year is to feel where that is in my body. sometimes I think as spiritual people, especially, we get up in the ethers and we're working with our guides and our angels and our teams. And we're like, forget this earth existence. But yeah, it's so important that we're grounded into our bodies and we're grounded into the earth, because then you can't really truly experience what it's like to be in our in our flesh suits, you know?
Right.
But it's like, oh, like the other day, there's this wonderful gentleman, his name is Adam Tellamy. He's like a life purpose coach. And he was talking to me about the feel it method. And he was like, feel where this is in your body, like feel it, where's the sadness, and then acknowledge it. And then you're able to release it. Mm-hmm. And honestly, that's something that I haven't been as mindful with. So I'm trying to do like, you know, okay, where I'm triggered because Jake said this to me. Okay, well, why am I triggered by it? Mm-hmm. Where is it in my body? Okay. But then dig in. I think that's what I'm going to bring into 2024 is digging in more, like truly allowing really, really shitty situations that we've been through in life, you know, it, maybe inner child work or whatnot. Like, this is what I'm really, truly focusing on, I think, for 2024 is really sinking in, acknowledging the traumas, but not allowing them to trigger me anymore, you know, feeling it and releasing it. That's what I'm really looking forward to in 2024.
I love that. And that has really just kind of brought me to, so one of my like things, and this is not a finished thought, let me just put this as a precursor. One of the things that I have been sitting with for the past, you know, year now is the idea of, again, that ego, right? The ego and the shadow self. And it dawned on me, you know how like you will say things during your sessions or like something that like you've just kind of come up with yourself and you find yourself telling it to people and then all of a sudden you hear it for yourself. So I always say a lot, you know, our ego is kind of like an unintelligent security system. You know, it acts out of fear because it wants to keep us safe. It wants to protect us. At the end of the day, it has good intentions for us, but it has not the right tools to get us to that. So that's why we'll hold ourselves back from great opportunities because we're worried about it, et cetera, et cetera. So I have started begging the question to myself, what do I get and what benefit do I get from divorcing myself from my ego if I'm viewing it as something that only wants what's best for me, but just doesn't know better? Right. So in a way, I started to treat my ego as a young child, you know, or, you know, a new dog that you got for the house and it's scared of everything. So it barks at everything, but it wants to protect you, you know, because at the end of the day, there is love and there is that preservation is, of course, what that ego is. It's self-preservation, wanting to keep us safe.
I like that.
So I've started to view it much more differently where, of course, when I'm finding myself acting out of ego or finding myself slipping into that point of view, I'm much more concerned on, okay, well, what do I need in this moment right now? How do I blanket that? How do I love that?
I like
that. To bring it back to square one, right?
Yeah, I like
and
that.
Honestly, I think that that's a perspective that I've only gotten to because of somebody living with anxiety and depression, you know, who I've spent time being very down and very tough on myself. And so I think that one of the ways for myself personally in this journey is to radically love and radically be soft.
Yeah.
You know, in many different ways. And I think I'm still learning it, but I don't know. That's just an interesting kind of place where I am right now.
I like that. I think so let's talk about like, what are we excited for in 2024? Like I'm excited for this show because I think for you and I, we're going to get down and dirty and get into some deep topics, which I do want to say to anyone listening, if you have any questions and we don't care, it can be about anything. If you want to know what stocks we're into, or if you want to know what ceremonies we're doing, it doesn't matter. Like, honestly, Jake, for you, you don't care. Ask us anything. Like,
no.
Send us, you can DM us, send us, and we'll answer it on our show in future episodes. I feel like for 2024, I want to be more authentic. I want to be, and not that I already feel like I'm authentic, but I just want to be myself and not be scared of who I am or embarrassed or hiding back or whatever. Jake is really good about like, don't apologize because this is the experience that you had. I apologize way too much. Like I want to stop saying I'm sorry because I'm really not sorry. I'm just, it's like a saying, like it's not even, doesn't even have meaning to it. I mean, sometimes it does, but, and I also really want to focus on my health. So for 2024, like I feel like health is going to be a super big thing for me, like shifting my diet, drinking more water. Mm-hmm. I'm already like, oh.
No, I totally agree. Physical wellness and how I treat like the physical everyday body is definitely something that I'm really paying attention to. And I feel like for me, like 2023 was the year that like, so 2020 to 2022 was like figuring out like what was part of the shit show and like what was going on. 2023, I felt like was a year of hammering down, okay, what do I need? What are my essentials? What are my non-negotiables? And I feel like 2024 is going to be a year where we take all of that and we really just get to experience the free reign where we just say, okay, you know what? Let me throw those rules out. Let me throw the rigidity to the side and let me just kind of live life day by day and see where it takes me.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the perspective that I want to take on for 2024 is I want to just see where the year takes me without trying to live in the future.
Do you have, so we're recording, this is actually New Year's Eve. Do you have so I go back and forth with resolutions, you know, and sometimes I'm like, I feel like resolutions, they're a great idea, but we may not stick with them. Do you set any resolutions or do you do anything that leads you from this year into the next?
So, okay. I have decided to divorce myself from the idea of the resolution because I am somebody who internally am an all or nothing kind of gal personally. So if I were to put a timeline on something, okay, starting January 1st, I'm going to start exercising more or I'm going to start eating more healthier, whatever that is. If I wait until that day and then I mess up the schedule somehow, I will fall right backwards to it. Especially somebody who has had many experiences with on and off exercise or even on and off poor eating and dieting, which, you know, sorry if that's a trigger warning to anybody. I love you all so much. But just as somebody who has flip-flopped on my journey, that I have found that, you know, there's no better time than right now. Mm-hmm. And if I do F it up, then I just get back on the horse tomorrow.
I like that. I like that.
You know,
there is a guy that I've recently started following on Instagram. I think his name is Jesse Eitzler. And I love his perspective on it. For every quarter, he starts a new healthy habit.
Yeah.
So maybe January, you want to start drinking more water. So for me, I'm going to start drinking more water. Like that's something easy to do. But if I do one new healthy habit or a couple of new healthy habits for every quarter of this year, and then you have one big goal for the year, maybe you want to write a book. Maybe you want to run a 5K. It doesn't even matter what it is. Maybe you want to make up with your mom that you're estranged with, you know, whatever that big goal is, doesn't matter. It's personal to you. And then every other month, do a mini adventure. So at the end of the year, you have four new healthy habits. You've accomplished something big to you and you've had six mini adventures. Like that to me seems so attainable than starting January 1st, I am not going to eat more sugar. I'm going to do this. I'm going to go to the gym. And as soon as we fall off the wagon, which inevitably we will, because we haven't really set ourselves up for success, because this all or nothing approach, some people it works for, but for most people, unfortunately, like we need to be guided. Small steps. Yeah. And, you know, because I've done the all or nothing and it lasts for maybe a couple weeks and then I'm pissed off because I'm not drinking iced coffee. And, you know, like it's just, and I start shaming myself and then it's a vicious cycle. Oh, I'll start again on Sunday. I'll start again on Monday. No, I'm not. Like, and I like you're like, if I fall off the wagon, I'll get on again tomorrow and I'll be okay with that.
Yeah. And it's even like, so if it is like healthy eating, if like I've started doing like intermittent fasting, which the jury's still out.
Yeah.
So I'm starting it recently. It's very new still. So jury's still out. Ask me in a couple of episodes how I like it. It was like 11 o'clock. So I finished eating for the day at like 8:30. At 10:30, I was eating a cinnamon bun. Did that destroy me? No. You know, no,
it didn't. With it.
And did I go back to, I'm okay with, I am at peace with that. I am living my best life.
I love that. So, okay. So for us, so I have talked to Jake, like there's many adventures that I want to do with Jake and on this show. So one, I want to go to the float pools in Saratoga. Okay.
Yeah.
That's one thing we're going to do. And the other thing I want to do, and I think I've talked about this for like 6 years, is I want to do glass blowing. So if you can do, we can do glass blowing, at least that. And then I'll tell you some other mini adventures that I actually want to do. I want to sign up for swing dancing. Like, I...
Yes! Wait, that sounds really fun, actually.
Like, just do... If it's one dance lesson... Mm-hmm. You know what? And I'm going to be okay with not being the best. Like, I just want to try it. Like, I'm going to chuck my ego self, my basic security system. I'm going to set the alarm on and I'm going to be okay. Like, and my son wants to hike. So we're going to go hiking tomorrow. That'll be one mini adventure that we're going to do. So, and it's like every other month, I'm going to look forward to putting something on the calendar that I wouldn't normally do otherwise. So, and I'm excited. Like, I'm excited for 2024.
I am excited for that. I do like that. And especially for me too, I want to do like kind of out of the box things, like maybe take a class, like you said. And also, any listeners, if you have any recommendations for glass blowing, please let us know.
And then we can do an episode around it.
Yes! Or listen, if you have any other ideas, did you just recently try a class or try a little, you know, workshop that was different for you?
Celebrate your successes with us.
Yeah. Give me inspiration, please. Help me, I'm poor. that was a Bridesmaids reference.
No, but that's true. Like, honestly, like, we want to celebrate in everybody's successes. And we want to be your cheerleaders because we want all of us to have a 2024 where we can look back at, you know, December 31st, you know, 2024, and look back and be like, hey, tell me about those mini adventures you did. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, Tony did this. Oh, well, Sabrina did that. Oh, well, Damas did this. Like, about all of these fun, exciting things. And that will give us, like you said, inspiration. And why not?
I like that. I like how you have been using that phrase. I think that the theme for 2024 is think of your life as an adventure.
Yes.
Treat your life like an adventure. Make fun pit stops. Make fun things to look forward to. That's going to be my mission, I think.
I think it'll be mine too. And not everything has to be about work. I mean, I know I worked a ton this year. I was always working, always doing something. But you know,
say it with me. We work to live. We don't live to work.
Amen. I want to have more fun. Like, I really want to have more fun. And it doesn't matter how, maybe I want to go kite flying. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, maybe I just need to spend more time outside. Maybe I need to, you know, take a fairy workshop and say hello to my fairies. Yeah. You know, it is the year of the dragon coming up, the Chinese New Year, the year of the dragon. Ooh. I'm actually super excited about that.
It is exciting. We love the dragon energy's power and strength.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so excited. Anything else, Jake, before we wrap up our Call Me Now with Jake and Rachel first episode?
I don't know. I don't think so. I feel like I really like how we have come to a conclusion with this episode. But I think, again, I, first of all, love you, gal. I'm so happy about doing this. I am having very much a lot of fun. Everybody, thank you for listening. I know that this is a little bit of a different tempo than our other episodes. Come have fun. And if you have any questions, comments, life advice columns, let us know. You know, let us know. In the meantime, be gentle with yourself.
Oh, I like that. Be gentle with yourself. I was having one of those Delilah moments. Call in now to Delilah.
Call
in now.
Call me now.
Call me now.
And just remember, when in doubt, remember the 5 G's. Good God, girl, get a grip.
Well, on that note, have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope that you found the episode to be enlightening and insightful. Our goal is to create content that not only entertains, but also helps you grow spiritually and connect with your inner self. If you enjoyed listening to this episode, we would greatly appreciate if you could take a moment to like, subscribe, and write a review. Your feedback is incredibly valuable to us and helps us to improve the quality of our content and to reach a wider audience. We believe that by sharing knowledge and insights about spirituality, we can help inspire positive change and personal growth. So if you found our podcast to be meaningful and informative, we encourage you to share it with your friends and family. Thank you once again for your support and for joining us on this journey of self-discovery and spiritual growth. We look forward to sharing more episodes with you in the future.